السلام علیکم ورحمۃ اللہ وبرکاتہ. نحمدہ ونصلی علی رسولہ الکریم، اما بعد، بسم اللہ الرحمن الرحیم. وی آر موونگ آن ناؤ ٹو اے لٹل ایڈوائس پرٹیننگ ٹو نفقہ. نفقہ از ویئر دا وائف از گیون اسٹپنس، شی از گیون سم اسپینڈنگ فار ہر سیلف. دیر آر اے فیو پوائنٹس ٹو ڈسکس ہیئر which Hazrat Maulana Ashraf Ali Sahab Thanvi Rahmatullah Ali had time and again stressed on, because there is general negligence and heedlessness afforded here. The first point mentioned by Hazrat Maulana is that the husband should not content himself with the fact that maintenance of the wife is restricted to only food and clothing. To give the wife food and clothing and to ensure that she has a shelter, that is his duty. He's not doing any wonders if he does that. He's fulfilling his duty as a husband, right? Now, together with this, he should give her some personal spending money which she can spend with freedom on whatever she wishes. The money that he gives to his wife as her spending, he has got no authority over this money now. A problem with many wealthy husbands is that they will put some investment in the wife's name and they will do this and that, but then they want to be in control of it all. They want to be in control of it all. No, the money that is given to the wife as her stipends, as her spending, that is carte blanche. She can do what she wants to do with it. Right? Now, she can spend it with freedom on whatever she wishes. Some people do attend to food and clothing for their wives, but they pay no attention to giving them spending money. Right? And a wife in the early days, she is too shy to ask. Right? And you see, generally when the girl gets married, now her father will give her some money, one uncle will give some money, something, this thing. Then after that, every time she visits her mother's house, her father will give her a little bit of money because he is missing his daughter also, right? He's just getting used to this idea of being separated from his child. So now what else can fathers do now? They just give some money or something, keep her happy. So in the first couple of months or maybe a whole year, she sustains herself on this monies that is filtering through from her mother and her father and her uncle and little bit savings she had and whatever, right? So she doesn't ask the husband. And she's too shy to ask him. I mean, if she has to ask, just say she's a gold digger. Right? That fellow don't even have coal by him, but he'll call her a gold digger. But anyway, so now she won't ask. So what happens is a whole year goes like this, or 18 months goes like this, and it becomes like the norm. Then it becomes like the norm. The husband never ever gives a spending. Right? And this is totally incorrect. It is totally incorrect. And then if ever she has to bring this topic up, then what you short of? Or if you want anything, I'll buy it for you. What you short of? No, it doesn't work that way. He has to put some money in her hand, which she can spend at her leisure, on whatever is her pleasure. Right? Ji. So Hazrat Maulana said, Maulana Ashraf Ali Sahab Thanvi Rahmatullah Ali, that it is essential that the wife be given spending money, because there are many such things which she may require, of which she may feel shy to ask for, or she may feel it inappropriate to mention. Right. Now say, for example, you get a lady is married to a rich man. Right? Now she is living it up. Right? Her husband bought her one car, didn't buy it for her, but for her use. You know, put on her name, but it's for her use, like, you know. And then her house is all plush and, you know, she got everything going for herself, right? And her sister, on the other hand, is a bichari. She married somebody, that person maybe not so well off, whatever. Now every time this sister sees that sister of hers, her heart bleeds, man. I'm living it up. Look at my bien here. Look at my sister. Now, she may want to do something for her sister, right? But can she come tell her husband now that, you know what, man, my sister's toaster packed up. You can give some money. I want to go buy my sister one toaster. It's an inappropriate thing for him to, for her to come and ask her husband to buy a toaster for her sister. But if the husband is giving her a stipends, is giving her an allowance, now from there, she will take some money and buy one gift for her sister, buy one toaster, give it to her, buy one keto, give it to her. Or if, you know, she knows now Eid is coming, my sister, I don't think she got money to buy one new shoe or something, maybe she'll go buy her one shoe and give her as a gift, or give her the money. So she can do whatever she wants to do. She wants to do something for her mother, whatever, she can do whatever she wants to do. Right? You should give your wife some spending money so that she may not have to depend or ask someone else if she ever has the need. Why must she ask somebody else if Allah Pak has blessed her husband? This is also part of maintenance. Part of how the husband has to maintain his wife is to give her some spending money. Right? Hazrat Maulana Ashraf Ali Sahab Thanvi Rahmatullahi used to say that that man who does not give his wife the spending money is committing an evil. He's committing an evil if he doesn't give his wife the spending money. Now, another point is, when spending on the wife, when spending on the family, then spend generously. Do not adopt the attitude of they must just have enough. Yes, if the husband is only earning that much, then he can't help it. He will spend on them in accordance with how much he has. But if the husband is a crorepati, he is a wealthy person, right? And now he's minging with his wife. This is incorrect. Outside he wants to spend on this one, spend on that one, spend on that one. But he can't spend on his own wife. Can't spend on his own children. Charity begins at home. Say charity begins at home. So the first people that we have to spend on is our immediate family. Right? So we must spend generously. Practice ihsan on them. Practice ihsan on them. Ihsan means go the extra mile. Right? Spend generously in accordance to your financial situation. Nobody says now if you're earning 10,000 rand, you must buy one diamond ring for her every month. You can't do that. Right? But according to how much you are earning, spend on them accordingly. Some people may be in some confusion that on the one hand, the Sharia prohibits and discourages wastage and extravagance, and on the other hand, it exhorts spending freely on one's household. The question may arise as to what reconciliation there is between these two. Right? So let's look at it. Living is permissible and luxury is permissible. Let's see how they explain it. Hazrat Maulana Ashraf Ali Sahab Thanvi Rahmatullahi had explained that for a person to live in a home is permissible, and to make that abode comfortable and make it cozy is also permissible, and it is not regarded as israf. Right? To have a solid brick home with electricity, telephone, etc. is not regarded as wastage. All such permissible expenditure is permissible. Right? Now let's bring it. You see, Hazrat Maulana is talking about a brick house, because in those days the norm was to have a mud house. Most people had a mud house. Right? Now if Allah Pak blessed a person and he could build a brick house, so Maulana is saying there's no problem with that. Build yourself a brick house. If you can afford a brick house, build yourself a brick house. Right? Now let's take a present day example. See, I went to the shop recently, checking all these showers and taps, and I was telling you all, how expensive these things are gone, right? So now you go to buy your plumbing stuff, right? Now one is where you don't have the means, you can't afford it, right? So then you buy whatever is within your budget. Whatever is within your budget, you buy it. One cheap tap, you get 40 rand, 50 rand, you buy it and hope for the best, right? But now, if Allah Ta'ala has blessed you, you can afford it, right? So now you're going to buy something of a better quality, because plumbing is not something where you want to have problems, right? If plumbing gives you problems, you have endless headache. So you want to buy something good, something of good quality, so you don't have issues with this thing, right? And if you have a problem, the thing must have a guarantee and a backup warranty and whatever, right? Now they will explain to you that, okay, look, you're really looking for good quality stuff, then you must buy Grow, right? They'll explain to you in the shop, so you must buy Grow or buy Hans Grow. Right? You want to go a step down, then you look at Cobra. You want to go a step down from there, you look at Iska, right? And if you want a chance going lower than that, then you know what, you're buying yourself headaches, right? You're buying yourself headaches. So now, say you are in the bracket where you can afford Grow, right? So now you, Hans Grow, Grow, whatever, you can afford that. So now you go and look at this range. Now in this range, you want a shower, right? You want a shower with a mixer and a spout and whatever. So in this range now, you will get the normal, it's good quality, Grow stuff, or Hans Grow stuff, or whatever, Marchi stuff, whoever is making it, but it's good quality. I'm just giving you the names because we're not agents for them, right? Just giving you the names. So now you get the stuff there, it's good quality, right? But then now, you can buy that. It's expensive, but Allah Pak has given you the wealth to afford it, so you're going to buy it, right? But now they show you, they say, hey, no, man, you don't want something different, like, something different. So what's different? So no, we got one tap here, it has this effect. The water comes out with this effect, right? Or it's in a different shape. Now this is a special order we have to get for you. See, we don't keep this thing in stock. Now nobody else will have this thing in their house, right? I was looking at one shower there, right? I was marveling over this thing. The shower now, you see, normally the tap would have a mixer, right? Now you want it more hot, you put it this way, you want more cold, you put that way, finish. Now this thing here got a temperature gauge now. What temperature you want? Let's turn it this way there. Now, the normal shower, I'm talking about a good quality now, right? In that, you know, like a Grow or a Hans Grow or something. A normal whole shower with a head and a mixer, no? You know, that thing will set you back in the region of 2,000, 3,000 rand. Right? Just for these cosmetics, right? But the very same thing, you can end up spending 20,000 rand. If you want to go now different shape, different effects, lights coming on. And now you ask yourself, now those things, even if you can afford it, it's israf, bhai. Why must you go and do this? What you need that dial there for? What you need lights to come on for? You don't need all this. You don't need a spout there and a spout here and a spout. Isn't there one spout on top is sufficient? Why you need so many spouts? For what? So this is all israf. Now the very same thing, just to have a shower, right? If a person is wealthy, he can afford it. So he wants to go for the best quality, with the best guarantee and backups and whatever, right? So he says, okay, I'm going to buy. In South Africa now, they say like the best you can find is a Grow or a Hans Grow, right? So he said, I'm going for Grow or Hans Grow, right? But now in that, whether you buy that one for 3,000 rand, it's very expensive, right? But it's in that range, it's got the quality, everything, but it's normal. Now if you want to go extraordinary, you want to be unique, now you can end up paying 10,000 rand, 15,000 rand, 20,000 rand for the same thing. Now that will be israf. Now if you are a normal working class person and you bang, so you go, you can afford iska, go buy iska, no problem. They also give you guarantee everything, right? You a businessman, you got your own shop, you're earning a little bit more, go buy Cobra, no problem. You very wealthy, Allah Pak has blessed you with wealth, you got enough wealth, put the best quality, go buy the grow. If Allah Pak has blessed you with that kind of wealth, why you must deprive your family? Put the best, put it, but you don't have to make israf in it. Put the best quality tap, no problem. But you don't have to go now and put something so unique and extraordinary, and the tap is twisted like this and all funny. What do you need funny shapes of a tap? You know, you just need water to come out. And you don't want that washers to give up and this thing and that thing. Eh? So you need a decent tap. Water must come out. Now why you need the water to come out in a different color? Because they put lights, it looks like the water is coming out blue and red and... Eh? Why you need the tap to be twisted like this? And what you need all that for? Now that you're going to pay so much more. Now that all is israf. So spend on your family according to how much Allah Pak has given you. But don't make israf. Don't make israf. I always say this to people, they're extending their homes or whatever. So many people, they don't extend the house. The house is exactly the same. Right? They just want a different feature. That's not, house needs a feature. So on the outside now, outside the house, they doing something to change the look of the house. Now what is the need for that? I mean, understandably, you got a house, you need a bigger house. Then you need an extra bedroom. Maybe you need two extra bedrooms. Maybe you need a bigger lounge, you need a bigger kitchen, whatever. So understandably, you have to extend your home. So extend it according to how much money you got, and put things in there, quality things, according to how much money you got. How much Allah Pak has given you, do it. If you can afford granite, put granite. You can't afford granite, put normal wooden tops. If you can afford Caesar stone, go put Caesar stone. Whatever you can afford according to your budget, you do it. Do the best for your family. But at the same time, don't spend on silly things. Don't make israf. Don't spend on stupid things. That is wastage. Money for nothing, throwing money for nothing. Now, to be ostentatious is impermissible. What's ostentatious? Show off. That is impermissible. To live comfortably, no problem. Right? But to be like now you want to boast, you want to show off, that is not permissible. Right? And most of the time, the things that are there to show off are inconvenient. They're not even comfortable and convenient. They're inconvenient. So like yesterday one elderly person, so he came to make mashwara and wants to buy a car, you know. So he's telling me that, no man, hey, this youngster is telling me to buy this car. Now, that car is, you know, like a sporty thing, like, you know. And he said, but I got option to buy that other car. Now, they're both in around the same price range. So I tell him, no, you must buy that car. Why you want to buy this car here, this sports car? The sports car is no good for you. You're an old man now. Where are you going to sit so low in one bucket seats and heavy suspension and all that? It's uncomfortable for you. It's only going to make big noise and everybody going to turn around to look. But it's uncomfortable, it's not practical. You buy that car, it's same price. Allah Pak has blessed you with wealth. Not to say you're minging if you buy that car. But that car, they won't turn so many heads like this car, and that car is comfortable. For your age, your this thing, that car is right, not this car. So a lot of things people buy, ostentatious people, it's very uncomfortable. But it's just to show off. Just to show, make a statement. To spend on one's home and family within the bounds of Sharia and one's means is completely permissible and acceptable. However, to do so with the intention of showing off or with the intention that people see how much you have is impermissible. This is pride and ostentation. There's no need for that. Make the inside of your house smart. What do you need to make the outside smart for? For what? You're not living outside. You're living in the house. Make your inside comfortable. Make it nice. Outside, what you want to put? This kind of feature, that kind of feature. Now, today's time, the roof has become a big thing now. You want a butterfly roof. You want this kind of roof, that kind of big thing today is parapets. We don't want to even see those tiles. The parapet is closed all up. Bye. You must go past the house's got parapet walls after a couple of years and see Gugobar. It gets so dirty, that thing, water marks coming out, so much more maintenance. But see, it looks nice, looks smart. Now, who lives on the roof? By nobody living on the roof, the birds are staying there. The lizards are staying there. We want to make the roof so smart. We just need something to cover the house up nicely. It must look decent, look presentable. We don't have to spend so much money now, get on special engineer and to make one roof now. So this is all israf, boasting, ostentation. You want it to be different, remarkable, outstanding. And the builders and architects and all, they love that. Why? Why they love that? Can you tell me why? Charge more. That everybody wants to charge more. They do no good job to charge more. They advertising with your money, bhai. See, they advertise with your money. They're using your money for their advert. Because after they finish, now they put a board outside. Done by so and so. You paid. They don't pay you nothing to put the advert there. They want must be different. No. Wait, I'll do it like this. They're charging you all the way. And then they put their board there. Everybody go past. Hey, who designed your house? Now you give that fellow's name. See? So he's advertising with your money. So he wants it to look exotic and different. There is a limit to spending as well. It is permissible for a person to own and wear nice clothing which makes him feel comfortable, nice and presentable. However, if the intention of wearing nice clothing is to exude an impression that you are rich and important, then this is impermissible. This falls under the category of show and vanity. I mean, you can't tell me in summer that person who is wearing a three-piece suit is wearing it because he's comfortable. I mean, there's no comfort in there, man. That fellow who's wearing the tight jeans and he's reading namaz, you can't tell me he's comfortable. He is just wearing for show. All the clothing is for show. Bhai, we sometimes, the way you rushing this way, that way, you forget to put itar, right? Itar is sunnah, you forget to put itar. Where the fellow can remember to put his chain on and brace that? It's a musibah to just carry your watch, man. Now they only have a bracelet there also, and so many other things to go with it. How much time they spending on changing up and dressing up and all? So that all is borderline stories, man. The author states that once when he was traveling from some town back to Karachi, it was summer season. So he asked someone to book for him a ticket on the air-conditioned coach. And he gave the person the money. Right? He said, book for me the ticket, but I want the air-conditioned coach. Now, you see, those days you travel by train. You fellows, you don't know anything about all this. You never see the knife. Right? You travel in India in the trains. Now, if you're in the third class, there the people are hanging on the roof. the window bars, everything is hot, it's dusty, it's dirty, the toilet, what's supposed to be going down is coming up, right? A lot of things are happening there, right? Then if you go in a second class, there, okay, everybody is sitting on a seat, but the conditions are not all that favorable, right? And then now if you're traveling in the coaches in the front, air-conditioned coaches and all that, they're all, it's class, like, you know, it's all smart, right? But it's expensive, it costs money, right? So this, the author was traveling, right? He was traveling, he was going back to Karachi, and it was summer. And their summers, she will just take a message on my phone later, after half past 10. So he was traveling, and it's summertime, and Karachi summers are very hot. Karachi summers are very hot. So he was traveling in a, he told the person to buy for him air-conditioned coach. Now obviously that is going to be much more expensive than traveling in a second class or something, right? So somebody nearby commented that this is israf. Why are you spending so much? You can go from here to there in the same, in a fraction of the price, but you're paying so much now to sit in the air-conditioned coach. So this is israf. This type of understanding is incorrect and misguided, right? If one has the means to spend on something which will make you more comfortable, as long as you are not transgressing the Sharia in any way, it is completely permissible, right? One is if you don't have the means, now you're going to beg, borrow and steal, that is wrong, right? If you don't have the means, buy the cheap ticket, sit down, make sabr and carry on. But if Allah Pak has given you the means, now why you must go put yourself in taklif for nothing? Allah Pak gave you the means, you got the money, you're not asking of anybody else, right? You're not buying on interest, nothing. You're not usurping anybody else's haq. Allah Pak has given you the means to go and buy the ticket to sit in the air-conditioned coach. So spend the money. Sit there, you comfortable? Why put yourself in taklif and go sit there and it's so hot and you're miserable and whatever? Yes, if you don't have the means, book it and sit down. I sat in those third class coaches in India, long, long journeys. But if Allah, I sat in those coaches too, and I sat in the first class 380 Airbus too. What is that aeroplane? Emirates. So when Allah Pak made that the means, then we set in that. And Allah Pak made this the means, we set in that too. So whatever your means are at that time, use it. Allah Pak give us tawfiq. And continue with this inshallah. سبحان الله وبحمده سبحانك اللهم وبحمدك نشهد أن لا إله إلا أنت نستغفرك ونتوب إليك السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته